Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as the Used Book Guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike next to Johnny. Down below me, we have Jameson as well. Special guest on this episode. Fellow YouTuber, so I always like, I don't know, I guess I treat the YouTubers a little bit more nice than the people that don't have YouTubes because I'm a YouTuber, so I got to kind of look out for those other YouTubers out there in the universe. But without further ado, Jameson's going to introduce himself, what he does, how we started, and me and Johnny are going to pick on him for the next hour. Yeah, I think you guys are going to learn a lot from this episode. So Jameson, take us away, sir.
So what's up, everybody? My name is Jameson. I go by 11 Inc. on like all social media, Jameson 11 Inc., YouTube, Instagram, you know, all that stuff. You can find me. But I actually sell full-time video games. For the past like 4 years, I've been selling on eBay. And as of what, like the last like 2 weeks, I've like dove full throttle into Amazon FBA. And I accomplished something in 7 days that fellow FBA sellers haven't done in 5 years. I have the buy box already. A lot of you probably know what that is. And it's been really crazy. I haven't had a real big payment yet, but I know it's coming. And I'm feel free to ask me whatever else you want to know. And
all right, how'd you get into reselling? Like, what was your first, do you remember like how you started? Did you watch a video? Like, what was like the thing that kind of said, all right, I'm gonna give this a shot?
So shout out to Harry Tornado, because without you I wouldn't be here for the most part. But this is during COVID. I used to own a moving and junk hauling business for 7 years, and when COVID happened, we were, you know, you legally couldn't go into people's houses anymore. So I was born in the house, in the house board, and I had $5,000, and I was like, I watched like a YouTube video, and like Harry Tornado popped up, and he was like going like thrifting to Goodwill or something. And then he went to Walmart and bought something for like, let's just say 10, and looked it up and it's like worth like 30. And I was like, oh, like I have a car, I have a Walmart, like I could probably do that. And then I went to a couple of Goodwills and had no idea what I was looking for. I was like looking at like shirts and pants, and I had no idea, like I will never sell clothing in my life, don't care. And I've always grown up around video games, so I'm like very heavily focused on video games, but like that's impossible to survive at a thrift store route selling video games. So kind of did everything in the beginning, but watched Harry Tornado's video and did some retail arbitrage, where we physically go to the store, sell it for more online. And I went that same day, and I went, my first ever big score for retail arbitrage was, maybe Josh or Mike can put up a picture of it or something, I'll send you a link or something, but it was a Snap Squad, a little Jurassic Park toy, like really like this big. And it retailed for $4.99, and it sold for $70 like every hour on eBay. And I found 26 of them at the store, and I was just like floored. I was like, there's no way. And so I bought them all for $5 a piece. I put them up, I put one up for 40, gone. I was like, oh, okay. 50 gone, 60 gone. And they all sold around like, with like fee and discounts and stuff, maybe like around $60. So I turned, was that like 140 into probably like $1,500, $1,200 after fees and stuff. So that was like when I was like my aha moment, where I was like, this is real. Like, there is definitely potential in this. And then while during COVID, you know, moving business couldn't happen. So I actually went to like every local like toy store, Fred Meyer, Walmart. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, like Targets. And like I bought, I don't know if I have one down here, but that like e-yo-yo like ring scanner. And then like just sat there and scanned everything on eBay, and like, oh, like this sells for 10 and it sells on eBay for 30. And I didn't understand the beginning, like sell through. I didn't understand like your actual take home profit, because you buy something for 10 and it sells it for 30. You don't actually get $30, especially if you do free shipping, which is what I was doing, because I don't know why I did that, but I still do it. But that kind of hurt me. So that first like 5,000 maybe turned into like, maybe like 9 after fees and whatnot, because I didn't understand sell through and like some of the stuff I still had until like a month ago. So
I'm curious, that was like, at what point did you decide you're not going to be an everything seller and you're just going to sell video games? Like, did you get tired of like having crap all around the house, or was it just like you wanted to try something different?
So I was like, in the beginning I was selling everything I can get my hands on, and except clothing. And I had my wife, not my now, my girlfriend at the time, my now wife, wanted to me to propose and buy a wedding ring and whatnot. And I had like I played competitive Yu-Gi-Oh for a really long time, so I had like a very expensive like childhood collection. And I was like, I wonder if I can sell TCG like trading cards on eBay and like buy a ring. And then I was blown away by how expensive some of the stuff was I've had forever and ever and ever. And I sold some of that stuff and ended up getting her ring. And then there was still money left over. And I went down a whole rabbit hole of selling trading cards on eBay and like spreading my time so thin. I was like not profitable. Like, granted, I was profitable, but like Johnny helped me out a lot during this. Like, he's the reason why I stopped that whole train. Like, I was spending so much time like chasing like 15 cents on like a trading card. Granted, like, you can be very successful at trading cards and selling cards online, but it just wasn't for me because I also sell used furniture. We'll get into that later on, but like my time selling a used couch is like way more valuable than selling 15 cards for $2 or something. But I think I did like everything on eBay. I started September 2020. Realistically, probably like 15 to 16 months of just like anything and everything just to build some kind of capital. And like recoup my initial 5,000 best I can. And then it wasn't until like maybe like a legit like 3 to like 9 months ago, somewhere like in that period, is like when I zoned in like heavily into video games because I built up more capital. So now I would buy, I did really, really good buying stuff locally around like 30% pricetrading.com value. So if something is worth a whole collection's worth 2,000, I'd probably pay like $600 because on average the low-end stuff is worthless, but the high-end stuff kind of balances you out more or less. And I did that whilst selling and getting free couches that also like skyrocketed my capital to start buying more and more and more and more. I turn a free couch into $500 consistently every day is just crazy, but it's definitely doable, trust me. And yeah, then
Well,
as of the last like
I guess
month.
you had the junk business, so like the
Right.
furniture kind of was already up your alley. But I mean, some of the flips you post, it's just insane to me that you literally get these items for free and you sell them for $1,000 like over a
Yep.
weekend. It's like give me a little bit of insight on the furniture side of your business.
So I had to go back a little bit because when we had the moving business after COVID, we kind of kept afloat because we did like staging, which is like when a house gets put on the market, we like deliver the furniture from a client's warehouse, blah, blah, blah. And then so I touched a lot of furniture, like high-end designer stuff. So I kind of had an eye like, oh, like, that's cool. Like, what's that brand? And like, oh, mental note, cool. And then I'm like, oh, how much did you buy that for? Like, oh, you bought that couch for $7,200. What the heck? That's garbage. But people buy it because it looks nice. And that kind of like started my brain trickling down that way. And then when the junk company was able to open back up, it went the whole time during COVID, but like full force is we'd have people like bring the stuff to the curb and we just like drive by, pick it up and go. So like we didn't have to go in people's homes and that like saved a lot of time. And I started like I think the first ever like couch I sold was like we got it for free. I was paid actually to take it. Someone paid us $800 to clear out their whole garage. And I sold that couch for $50 in like an hour. I was like, oh, $50 is $50. Like, I could buy a bottle if I wanted to and have fun with my friends or whatever at the time. And then like, oh, like I do $100 and kind of just like start like leveling up that way. And like, no matter what, I was paid. I was profitable no matter what. Like I was getting paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to take this stuff. And majority of the time I never went to the dump because it all got like sold off or like donated or I kept it.
The balancing act, right? So you're getting the furniture. I know you still do it with your wife, and you're building up you switch from eBay to Amazon. How do you balance both of these things? Because I feel like the furniture is kind of like if somebody wants the couch going, like they're just gonna want it going right away. They don't want to hold it for you for the day or even 2 days. They just like, hey, get this
Right.
out of here. Compared to Amazon,
So
where you kind of can work it into your schedule. So how's that look for you?
like where I'm at now, I'm pretty like deep into the couch reselling furniture reselling game. I have like a very good eye and I have like a threshold of $400. I'm not gonna if I can't sell for $400, I'm not gonna go get it. So that's like a really good threshold because in the beginning I was getting like, oh, like that's like $30. And 30 bucks is $30 at the time when you're broke. But now I have a threshold and now So I sell used furniture, like especially like couches and seating wear and stuff like that. My wife, if you guys want to see what we sell, her Instagram is miles underscore mercantile and mine's miles dot furniture. And you can see what we're selling. And like she specializes in now in like high-end curated antiques, like primitive rustic farmhouse type stuff. And like, you know, we're buying stuff for $100, selling it for $2,100 and stuff like that consistently. Just because we have a good eye, we built up a social media following.
You clean all the furniture?
Couches, yes. Depending, like in the beginning, if I'd go get a free couch in a heartbeat, because I know I can clean it and I could like sell it. But now, if I can buy a couch for $200, $300, $400 and sell it for $800, $900, $1,000, already clean, like I'm gonna go get that one. And now my best friend, my roommate, Billy, he also started selling furniture too. And his first month, he profited $4,600 just basically like copying what I did. I was like, hey, like you go get that. And then that was his take home after I took my percent off the top from like helping him, like my knowledge basically he paid for. And now, like, if there's a good couch, like he'll go get it and we'll just like, I'll take a percent of it or whatever. And like, I don't have to go get it anymore, really. Unless it's like really good, then like, okay, yeah, we'll go get it together. But it's been pretty good.
What would make a good couch? Because when I think of couches, most of them are leather these days or cloth or whatever. So what is a high-end luxury couch? Does it have a different texture to it? Is it made out of super rare?
Brand
It's all just brand. That's it.
majority,
Like, where's this tag? Where are the tags at on a couch? Underneath the cushions or on the bottom or what?
on the very bottom, like on that like black like felt underneath that black mesh, hiding like the springs and innards underneath it, or like underneath the cushions on like the actual seating part.
Yeah, but like Johnny brings up a good point. Like, I highly doubt they show that in the photo.
Yeah.
Nope, but I can show you guys kind of like a live example if I get a little
Because
bit,
I
but like,
can't tell you the difference between a $100 couch and a $1,000 couch by just looking at it and without flipping the thing over and doing some Google.
right.
Yeah, like, and
I'll
then you're
see if I
like
can
asking them what the
send.
brand is. They're like, dude, it's a free couch. Why are you asking me what the
Right.
brand is? I mean, I guess like you said though, you've been around furniture, so you kind of
Right.
have the eye. When you see something, you know it's gonna. And I've seen some of the pieces you and the wife sell on Instagram, and you could tell, like, probably even if I seen those, I'd be like, damn, that's probably worth some money.
Yeah, so like to stay on the theme of couches, like Google Image is your freaking best friend. Like there's been a lot of stuff I was like, oh, like that looks cool, but like is it what I think it is? And like let's say I find it on Facebook, and I'll screenshot it, put it in a Google Image search, and then it'll pop up all these results and like, no, oh, there it is. Oh, that's by West Elm. Like that's a retail $4,000 couch and they want $30. I'm gonna go get it. And then so like yeah, what makes a high-end couch is brand. Typically they like actually use wood or like walnut or some type of higher end wood and like higher end fabrics, and it's m generally more heavy. So that means, you know, and higher end cushions and you know that kind of stuff. And they'll also the brand carries a lot of weight. Like some of the really top stuff I've sold is like Restoration Hardware Cloud Couch, which like retail is like $25,000, $30,000 for a freaking couch.
Well, here's what I'm trying to figure out. So you're looking at this thing either on your phone or computer. How do you know to go get it without wasting your time? Like, because you're just looking at a photo.
I have like an automatic like send message. I was like, hey, like, is there any rip stains, broken things, or anything gross? Because if there's cat urine, nope, bye, I'm out. If there's smoke, nope, bye, I'm out. And like I asked a lot of questions at first. Unless I know the brand's good and I know I can fix it right off the bat. Like, hey, what's your address? I'll be there in 20 minutes. Here's $50 Venmo. Even though it's free, but like there's a lot of competition near me, and I'll pay out, and then especially if I know I can make my money.
So the worst case scenario, you end up with, I don't know, a couple $100 couch that was free on a bad day
Right.
or bad pickup, I guess.
And like worst case scenario, if I can't like, I think this week I posted for free like three couches that took like they didn't sell in 30 days, so they go up for free. Like I just want that they're gone. Like they've used up their time, they used up their space, so like out with the old and in with the new. And you just post them on Facebook for free and like gone. Like 2 hours later, all of it was gone.
Free has a lot of weight. I've done that before
Absolutely.
free, and it's gone within hours. whatever it is.
That's so true. It's basically he's offloading his duds to another furniture seller.
Yeah, actually, was it yesterday? Another couch seller that I physically personally bought off of before and made money off of. He's like, "Hey man, like I want this one. Like can I have it?" I was like, "Yeah, dude, come get it. You know where I'm at." He's like, "Cool, I'll be there in 10." And my buddy Billy was already there working at the storage unit because he physically cleans the couches, vacuums them, and I just take a percent. And so he met up with him and he took his couch and was like, "Hey man, I couldn't sell it for $200 in a month. So like, good luck." So.
Now time to get into the juicy stuff. I love eBay to Amazon converts. It's like one of my things. I don't know. I love people that ditch the eBay life and get on the Amazon train. So,
It's so real.
what do you like? Give me the insight because Johnny's kind of the same way now as he's transitioning to basically almost all Amazon. He still pumps out his eBay listings, but not like he used to.
One a
Like,
day.
give me the.
Six a day.
Oh, okay.
Were you hesitant? Were you like worried? Like, oh, you're worrying about getting banned on Amazon? Like all the traditional things you hear from like an eBay seller that's never done Amazon is, oh, I'm gonna get banned right away. The fees are high. Like, what was your take taking the jump from eBay to Amazon?
I have some very successful friends that do this full time, and they're in like multiple 7 to 8 figure realm. And if they can do it, I can do it. Copy and paste what they're doing and rinse and repeat. Like I've had a couple of screenshots where I woke up and it's like, "Your account's at risk of deactivation." I'm like, "Oh no, like panic mode," but it's like high pricing error, like no impact, whatever, whatever. I was like, when I first saw that, I never experienced that. I was like, "Oh my God," I sent it to Johnny, I sent it to everyone else. Like, am I dead? Like, is that it? It's like, "Nah, it means nothing. Like, keep
Game
going." I was like,
over,
"Oh, okay."
man. Game over. Nah.
Respawn in 5. Yeah. But I've never had any like weird or like I'm never scared. Like the only way to in my mind to learn is to try it. If I don't try it, I'll never know. So might as well try, find out.
Yeah.
So people are going to say that the fees are higher on Amazon, so why wouldn't you just sell it
Facts.
on eBay instead? You're selling video games, they're collectible. eBay's a collectible platform now, so give me your 2 cents behind you're going to a platform where the fees are higher and you're leaving a platform that kind of focuses on collectibles and the retro, SNES games that you're selling and the retro games you're selling.
So like my big like I plan to do Amazon FBA since I started eBay. Like that was from the start, from the get-go, like that's my goal. Is I want to get to exactly where I am now when I started. And so like my whole like timeline of getting here took a long time anyways. But the big reason was like I can have my basement back. Like all the stuff I had to store for eBay is now in some Amazon warehouse around the country and I don't have to deal with customers. I don't have to deal with shipping, I just get paid. So like that was a big benefit.
I mean, that's just that sums up Amazon and the difference between Amazon and eBay. Like, hit a little bit more on the price difference between
Okay.
eBay and Amazon because I know I don't have to buy box in video games. You heard Jameson talk about it. He got it already within a week. When I started my account, like you said, you can't sell video games if you rely on thrift stores because they don't exist in thrift stores anymore. And if they do, they're ridiculously priced.
Yeah,
So
it's you're paying like $9 for a $3 game or something.
So I
Yeah.
never got the buy box. So like it video games kind of been an afterthought to me, but I know for a fact there is a huge price difference between Amazon and eBay for these video games. So dive into that a little bit.
So I can kind of go from the high down. So on Amazon, I've only been selling on Amazon for video game wise, I think like 3 weeks now, probably, if that sounds about right, Johnny, since we came back. But, like there's the renewed program, which is like you're authorized by Nintendo, Sony, PlayStation, or whatever these brands are, to refurbish and rehab and restore their products and sell them underneath their brand on Amazon for an insane premium. But in order to get that, it's like $50,000 ungating fee per brand with an invoice of that product. So then back down to where majority of the rest of the world's at, like where I'm at and a couple of my friends are. You can go on eBay and like for example, like I buy these all the time for like on eBay like $20 to $25. But it's better if you can buy them in like lots. So if you can buy a lot of I love retro games, but if I can buy a lot of these for like I think I paid like 130 bucks for these. But I can take a Super Mario game on eBay is like $25, $30. On Amazon, it's like $55, $60 by itself. But then you can go one step further and you can bundle it with a Super Nintendo. Oh, it's over there. But and now Super Nintendo goes for the console on like eBay is like 100 or 120 free shipping, give or take, depending on condition. And now it's 230 because I added this game. And like there's some crazy insane margins, and Amazon has substantially more fees, yes, but like the speed at which you sell is unmatched. Like, I don't understand it. If people don't understand sell-through rank and stuff like that, like a rank like 2000 in Amazon video games is like gone, 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 gone. But then like, you know, that same game on eBay you might have for like a week potentially.
So,
And then the people who are buying it,
why don't all eBay video game sellers just sell on Amazon?
in my mind, it's like a filter. A lot of people are scared. A lot of people are afraid to try. A lot of people think it costs a boatload of money. It does not. It is extremely frustrating though, for sure. Like to start, and like if you don't have like a good community or like someone like one of you guys or other people just like, hey, like hold my hand. It's very, very difficult in my opinion, especially because like, you know, any moment Amazon can just shut your store down. Like no questions asked, no nothing. It's just like
Yeah,
a big filter.
that is true. I guess that's kind of like it's a good thing if you're going to resell on Amazon, is it is a lot more of a pain in the ass getting your account even set up. They got all these hoops you got to jump through. There's so many, nothing straightforward. Seller support sucks. I mean, eBay seller support sucks too, but eBay's kind of the Wild West. You kind of can do whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
You can list a Pokemon game on eBay, but you go to Amazon, you need to get ungated in Pokemon to sell the Pokemon game. So it's like the extra barriers of entry are only beneficial to you, the person that's taken the steps to get past them. And that goes for anything. It's not even just video games. Any kind of name brand that's gated on Amazon, people get frustrated like, oh, I can't sell Disney, I can't sell Nike, I can't sell Nintendo. I'm like, well, get ungated then you can. How many people are not going to get ungated? Boom. That's an instant, like, it's cheat coded. You literally are passing people by on the side of the road because you're doing these little things. And like you said, it's not crazy stuff you got to do. You just got to know what you're doing. And there's tons of communities out there to get the information.
I think for me, like the largest like filter is like you eBay, like any Joe Schmo can wake up on the side of the road and send in to sell something on eBay, like no problem. Amazon, you need like a real business registered to your state. You have to be, you can't be like a Joe Schmo to make a real physical entity, and like you have to pass like their visual exam, your driver's license exam, like all that kind of stuff. There's like way more extra filters to prevent scam, to prevent fraud on Amazon, because like there's insane power on Amazon and selling speed. Like if you were to make like a fake ad or something and promote some scam product, and then they're liable. So like eBay, like you can sell a fake, like I have a next to me, I have a bunch of fake games that I keep on me just to compare to. Like some Joe Schmo can sell this on eBay, like, oh, it's real. But you don't know the difference. And then, like, someone buys it, like, oh, buy blocked, and you delete your account, whatever. But Amazon is not like that.
So, coming from eBay to Amazon, how much of the work ethic from eBay has transferred over to Amazon for you? Like the mentality to refine systems and get everything done the same day kind of deal.
I think it's like notched up, like. The quality I want to send in like is way superior than what eBay would get, because in order to get the buy box on Amazon, you have to have a very good condition game, which is basically like brand new out of the wrapper essentially. And like in order to do that, you have to buy replacement cases and like all that kind of stuff. And like there's just so many more extra things you need to do to like please the lords of Amazon.
Yeah.
And like eBay, like you can sell like a broken console, you know. I mean, yeah, this one's broken in the back. You know, I can sell it. It works. You know, I can sell that on eBay all day long for probably $100 or whatever, but like Amazon, like, no way.
That's the thing too. Like I was putting things aside that I thought I could not send into Amazon just because of quality difference. And I ended up having a couple conversations, Mike included over here. It's like, no, dude, send that in. Amazon don't care. I'm like, okay then. But with electronics, I think it's a little bit different because everything has to be in working order.
Right.
Cover creasing, spine slanting, no dust jackets. All good to send in.
Yeah, like Amazon, like if you were to send in, like this is a game that likes me, Lego Star Wars, but like it's missing the cover art, like no. Like you, that's just a no. Because like if you were a physically, if you're the grandma buying it for your grandkid, like here's your blank game, son, or whatever, like doesn't hit as good as like here's Lego Star Wars, you know.
Yeah, like my book, Missing a Dust Jacket. I mean, it's like, oh, but a lot of the photos of books on Amazon, honestly, a lot of them don't have dust jackets. I've seen them, or they have the Photoshop, not really anything to do with the book image. So I get why Amazon has let down, well, made it less gray that you can do so now. But it's interesting after doing a bajillion listings, or it seems like a bajillion listings, it's. I think the consumer just wants, quote unquote, legitimate reading copies. They don't come there to collect. That's what they may go to eBay for. If they wanted an exact
100%.
copy or ultra rare edition, one of 5,000 kind of deals. I don't think that's
Yeah.
done over at Amazon.
Do you
Let's see, here's
feel
one.
a certain way when considering you're selling the same games now for $60 that you're selling on eBay for $30? Do you feel like a greedy reseller scalper now that you're getting double the price?
I feel like I made it. I
There
hit
you
my
go.
goals. Like I wanted to do this and I did it. Like yell at me all you want. Like if you could increase your like end sell through or end sell number double by doing something else, why aren't you?
Yeah, but Amazon has the stigma around it, right? Like Amazon's the root of all evil in the universe.
I mean, eBay can be rude too. Like I've been screwed over by eBay. I've made some bad things that happen, you know, whatever, but like having like your space back to me for what my purpose is like such a benefit.
My time, dude. My time was my big one. And just the time difference, considering like how long does it take you? How long would it take you to list a box of video games for Amazon versus eBay? Like that time alone, I feel like is, I understand people are scared of trying something different, but the power of Amazon, it might not be around forever, but it's here now. We'll cross that bridge if it gets there. And that's why I always try to tell everybody, just give it a shot. I mean, it could change your life overnight.
Yeah,
No.
not quite overnight, but over like a couple of weeks, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, back in my day when we signed up for Amazon, they would say, okay, have
Here's
fun.
your check. You
It
don't have to
used
sell
to be like
anything.
the Wild West back in my day. But now, you gotta have video chats with Jeff Bezos. You gotta verify who you are. You're not a hologram and all that stuff. But yeah, it is a little bit longer of a process. But like you said, it kind of weeds out the bad players. I think, this Informed Consumers Act that everybody's pissed off about, I'm all for it. If you're a legitimate business, all you got to do is click a few buttons, get a little postcard sent to you, put a few numbers in, boom, you're verified. And what happens here, you get all these people that buy these Amazon accounts, live in other countries, or doing shady things, they go bye-bye. So things like this, I mean, the more barriers to entry, and maybe it's crappy of me to say this since I've been on Amazon, I'm ungated in, 90% of items I've never even sold in brands because I've been around for so long. But I honestly think the harder it is, even if you're starting today, the better off you're going to be if you just get through it to begin with.
Exactly. Like one of like my big hurdles and like things with Amazon was like understanding, you know, like getting my physical space back and like saving the time from like having it like next to me, like right here is like a, what is this? I don't know, like a 24 by 24 was like cube photo light booths. And like previously I'd have to like, you know, open the game, take the disc out, take the manual out, set it all down, picture picture. You know, close up, show all the flaws, you know, whatever. And now it's just like, beep. I'm, you know, assuming that prior I went and did the work, made sure everything's good, the case is clean, you know, all that kind of stuff. So.
So tell us about your first box. What experience was that for you? Because
Like
everybody,
first box with you or like first box with games?
your first box ever for Amazon. I don't know if I was your first box.
Yeah, you were.
So I popped your box, Cherry. Okay.
Yeah, you hopped in my box, dude.
Oh, we're gonna get mobbed.
No.
How long did it take
But
you?
I'd like Johnny like helped me like once he showed me how to do like one or two, I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm good." And then like I call him back on like I'm done and maybe like realistically probably like an hour because when I started for free, there was like 40,000 free books. And at that time, I had my moving coming, so I had box trucks. So I went down in a 16-foot box truck, filled it up for free, came back, unloaded like, I don't know, 200, 300 boxes, like U-Haul smalls in my driveway. My wife's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm gonna be rich." And I thought like every book you scan was good. So, oh yeah, I'll take everything. I'll take as much as I can. And that's not the case. But surprisingly, like that, I scanned the whole thing. My success rate was like 42%. It was actually pretty freaking good considering. But he was like it was like a ex-librarian's like private hoard, basically. And so I had that ring scanner and I downloaded it. I'm pretty sure like I think at that time is when I found Mike. I found like your how to use Scoutly or what a Scout IQ or something, something. And I was like, oh, cool. And started scanning all that stuff in with Johnny's help. And I didn't understand how to like print my little effing SKU stickers. I was like, oh, like, where did I put them? Like, is this good? Is this good? Like showing all these things, like, because I don't know what I'm physically looking at. It's a book. I can read it great, but is that good quality? Is that very good? Is that poor? So like learning like all the different like scales of quality is like kind of like hard in the beginning, but like once you like sit down and do your first box of whatever niche you want to be in, like you're just off to the races. So like maybe like 10-minute phone call with Johnny. So I had like my laptop in the garage and there's like a huge wall of books behind me. I was like, "Hey man, like now what? I got the books. How am I become rich?" And he's like, "Oh, like well, grab a box, scan it." He's like, I was like, "Well, this one's got stickers. Like, should I take it off?" He's like, "Set it aside and keep going." And so, like, having that system too is like scan everything that didn't have a sticker over the barcode and like, just keep going, set it aside and like, eventually come back to those. And that was like, oh wow, like what a crazy time sink. And like,
Because he was doing one by one, and like, whoa, okay,
yeah.
I gotta
I'd
open it.
scan the barcode. Oh, next one I sticker, I'd open up, type in the ISBN, like, oh, darn. I'm
That
just
same
total waste
side.
of
We'll
time.
come back to that pile in a minute. Do the ones with the bar first.
Yeah. I
And I
need a
came back to
shirt
that
that says
pile
that.
like 9 months later, like
A
all the
shirt that
stuff that has
says,
stickers.
a shirt that says, "I got the books. How do I become rich now?"
Yep.
Shit.
But books in box, wait for your check. That's all I do.
It's magic. You wave your wand.
Yeah.
Abracadabra. And
Because
books in box.
I think I opened my Amazon account. I immediately joined the $40 pro seller. You basically need to. And I think that was like February 2023. So like a little bit over a year and a half by now, almost. And I sent in my first shipment with Johnny's help. And I was like, oh, like $600 profit, man. I'm killing it. That doesn't like, I granted, I knew it's not like $600 instantly wire transfer. And as it's like maybe $100 wire transfer in like 7 months because like storage fees, shipping, Amazon fees, blah 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 blah. Like I didn't understand that. I didn't care. I just wanted my store to have the pro account level of $40 a month and having like trickle sales of like, I'm active. Because eventually I'll get to the point where I'll ungate all video game brands and like just pour gasoline on my fire. And that's exactly where I'm at right now is I set a goal to maintain my Amazon store to have like good health score and like because in my mind, I thought like the longer, the older your store, like maybe I got ungated easily. Like I got ungated in Lego for sending it an invoice for Transformers. So maybe because I had an old account, I have no idea.
Probably. I think there is something to say about the older accounts. You do have more leeway, I think. So, I mean, listen, you got to get some kind of benefit for being around forever. That's how I look at it. They got to give us some kind of juice here. So I'm
Exactly.
curious here when it comes to video games, and maybe somebody's thinking about getting into video games. Give us some tips and tricks if somebody's brand new to selling video games, or maybe they want to start selling video games on Amazon.
Sell clothes? No, just kidding.
Oh.
To sell video games on Amazon, like You honestly, you need to get ungated in like the major brands, so like Nintendo, Sony. PlayStation is very weird because there's PlayStation with capital P, capital S. There's PlayStation with lowercase, and there's PlayStation with just a capital S. It's very weird. You have to get ungated in all of them. Your main ones is basically Nintendo, Sony, Xbox, Microsoft, and all that kind of stuff. And then once you get more and more deeper into it, you're like, oh, like here's one. Like this is a pretty crazy game. Like you need to get like Konami ungated because this, granted, this is an Xbox game, but on Amazon, this is branded under Konami's listing. So like, just because you can sell Xbox, you can't sell Konami. And like that was like I first did my first shipment of video games, I scanned my entire eBay store. Well, maybe not really, maybe like two or three boxes next to me. And like whatever I could sell immediately, like I put it into the tote. Whatever I couldn't sell into another tote, like I'll come back to you. And then sent in all the stuff I could sell in and just get out of the house. And like, tote by tote by tote, I now have. Originally, I had 13 racks of listed eBay inventory, and now I have, I think, five.
All right,
And I'm not quite done.
we're gonna deal out the free sauce here. It's really not anything special, but people, when you hear somebody, oh, I need to get ungated in something, everybody thinks you got to spend $1 million. Personally, I'm ungated in Nintendo and Pokemon because I'm already ungated in the other ones because my account's been around for a while, but I was gated in Nintendo. They're pretty protective of all of their IP stuff, and I know Nintendo items hold value over the years, much better than the other publishers. So give me some sauce on how to get ungated in video games. And if you remember how much you paid, I know I only paid $50 to get Nintendo. I got amiibos, 10 new amiibos that got me ungated for Nintendo.
From
So
where?
iNet Video. So
So yeah, like
give me some insight how you got ungated. Did it cost you an arm and a leg? Is it feasible for somebody that doesn't have $5,000 to start?
full disclosure, like I made an entire video on my YouTube channel, Jameson 11 Inc., of exactly what I bought, exactly where I bought it from, what these brands got me. And I think my all-in was like 984. And that I'd like open the gates to every major video game brand I needed.
There you go. And the link for that will be down pinned in the comments. So you don't know how to get ungated in video games. He's already got a video for you. I didn't even know about the video, and I'm subscribed to the channel, so I guess I'm a bad subscriber. I apologize. All right, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I'm
I
wrong.
make vlog content. I record basically what I'm looking at. I don't know how to edit. I'll never learn how to edit. So if that's your thing, great. If not, great. You do you.
I pay an editor, so I mean I can edit a little bit, but I'm not up there. So yeah. It's more accessible, I think, than people actually realize. I think that goes for selling on
Big
Amazon
time.
overall, but even like video games, you'd be amazed the value of some of these Nintendo games, some of these Pokemon games on Amazon. And everybody's gonna say, well, Jameson, what about the returns? Well, Jameson's only been in here a few weeks selling his video games on Amazon, but
Price of business.
it's
Keep
you're gonna
trucking.
have 5% return rate probably. I'm a little bit under 4%. I looked today for the past 30 days. So it's the cost of doing business. And like he said, there's plenty of people out there that are crushing it doing just video games. There's plenty of large YouTube channels. We had Jack on, a few months ago doing it by himself, seven figures. What's your goals for this year for your Amazon business? Like, do you have a sales goal or like an
Buy a
inventory
house.
goal or like, so you're in the same boat as me then, getting a
Yeah.
house?
Yeah. Like right now, I'm in the Pacific Northwest. Like with my same income currently right now, I'm approved for like 380,000. But if we take that same income and move it to Florida, entirely other coast, it's like 490.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
like the difference from like a clunker project house here for 380 versus like brand new custom build with a pool there. Plus, like, there's a bunch of other benefits and stuff that I can go into later or whatever. But yeah, the goal is to buy a house, like, purely off of, like, from scratch on, like, something that, like, I was told I could never do. And that there's no, I was told by a close family friend, relative, that there's no money in online. You can never make money online. And now I'm making their entire income in a month. So what
Have
do
you
I
talked to
know?
this person recently?
Yeah, it's my mother-in-law. So, yes.
Oh man, that's
But
you. That's murky waters. Good luck, Chuck.
yeah, but it's been great. Like it's eBay alone, watching like tech and sports videos. I met him, I met Johnny, I met Jack, like all the big people I looked up to and all the people that have helped me out like tremendously. Without them, I don't think I'd be here. Maybe I'd be here, but like in like 2, 3 years' time. Because like
Yes.
talking to them, like just like I was going this way, like, hey, there's a shortcut to go this way. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yes. I always tell everybody, like, I can put as much information out there, but at the end of the day, Jameson, you're the one that took the action on it, right? You decided to get ungated. You could have a million videos on how to do a million different things, but if you just watch them and never do it, who cares? You never amount to
Yeah.
anything. So, like, yeah, it's cool to be like, hey, you get shortcuts from other people. And it's not even like you're cheating because everybody has access to these people, right? Jack, Tech, they're all on every social media platform. You just message these guys and be like, hey, here's what I got going on. You're gonna get a straight up response. It's not like anybody here is trying to, like, I don't know, trying to ruin somebody before they start. So you just took advantage of the resources you have around you.
Yep, I didn't pay for no course. I learned on my own dime because I didn't know any resellers besides like Harry Tornado when I started. And like I talked to him a little bit too. So Josh, if you ever watched this, hello, thank you very much. But I had no one when I started for like a year and a half. I was just like in my, in my garage at the time with like racks of inventory I bought. And like I was like, dang, like it'd be cool if I could like, 'cause I love talking about this stuff. I love showing people like, hey, like I can buy this for $5, sell it for $20. I just made $10 profit out of thin air because it went from this hand to this hand. Like, how cool is that? Like, oh, you're a liar, you're a scammer, you're a scalper. It's like, what? Okay, then go work at Starbucks for 2 hours and make the same amount of money. Like, I don't care. There's just like a bunch of ways you can make money. At the end of the day, we all have the same 24 hours a day. Depends on how you use it. And the best quote I've ever heard is from my mom. And it's you're the creator of your own life, create the life you want to live. And I definitely believe in that. If you want to be sad, be sad. If you want to be successful, think it, manifest it. That stuff's really real. Like, before my wife and I met, she wanted to drive, own a white Jeep, and date a guy with blonde hair and blue eyes. When we first met, I had a white Jeep, and I still have blonde hair and blue eyes, as far as I know. And like a bunch of other crazy things that like she manifested and like I manifested like are all intertwining now. And it's just like dang, like we did it.
That's pretty inspiring, man. Like, I think your mom hit it right on the head. You're not subject to anything you don't want to do or anything, you don't want to be. You kind of choose your destiny in this. And sure, there's a lot of people that rather just roll over and be like, oh, Jameson, video games, you're unemployed, like you're a loser. Like, we all deal with it as resellers, even no matter how successful we get, right? We could literally show up in a Lamborghini to Thanksgiving. And they're like, what's up, unemployed Mike guy, right? Like, I'm just like, to each
You get
their
your
own.
GED yet or what?
No, I'm still in middle school somewhere. I'm like, what Adam Sandler movie was that where he went back to school?
Little Nicky?
No.
No, I have no idea.
Come on, it's gonna
Before my time, kid.
everybody's gonna comment and make fun of me now that I can't figure out the Adam Sandler movie. Billy Madison? Pretty sure that was it.
No,
Yes. Jaws?
Yeah,
I
here we so you got a collection. You collect video games as well.
A little bit.
You come across the video game you don't have in your collection and sells for $300 on Amazon. Are you keeping it or are you selling it?
I don't have it. I'm keeping it.
That's not a good reseller answer we were looking for.
I mean, my life, I don't care.
Say
Like,
you
this
got
game right
yourself.
here is like $2,500. It's Earthbound big box. It's like $2,500. I got on a crazy deal because I joined other reselling discords and stuff, and people know I collect Super Nintendo. They're like, hey, like I got this, like do you want it? I was like, I mean, yeah, like what do you want? He's like, oh, like I want $1,100 plus I'll throw in this other stuff that I didn't have. I was like, cool.
Yeah,
And then
I think the validity there is maybe, back before you started anything, because me and Deb have kind of gone down the same path as we used to be so broke. Like I would, we would buy like an iPad for Deb, and then like we couldn't make the bills and we have to sell the iPad. And then we wound up buying an iPad a few months later when we had another few hundred dollars. So like as you change your situation in reselling and your finances overall, you kind of can ha it's easier to make these decisions. If you want to collect things, sure, there's no problem doing it because the $300 isn't, you know, your grocery money and half your rent money this month. So it is kind of, you know, as you grow your business and as long as you're smart with your finances, you can do these kind of things. You can hold on to a $3 game or a $2,500 game sitting behind you. I'll give you $50 for it.
You can take a picture for $50. You can Venmo me right now.
I seen on eBay they're selling
LOL.
for $50, dude. I'm not paying the Amazon price.
That's the eBay price. You can't even buy that on Amazon. But
Amazon is 50
yeah, like
million.
my whole Super Nintendo collection, everything you see behind me, I got for, in theory, free, because my whole goal was to collect the whole Super Nintendo library, like 721 games complete in box for $0 out of pocket. With the sole challenge of like I have to find a free item on the side of the road, couch, chair, whatever it is, sell it locally for $50 to $100 to $1,000, whatever it is, and then I take half of that money, and like that's my Super Nintendo budget, and so I'll go on eBay and spend half that budget, and like oh cool, add to cart, buy on a 2% cashback credit card too, so I was like oh, get a little kickback extra too, but yeah, it's pretty cool,
All right,
and
what?
like. All of this is a write-off too, so like I need it for my business.
Yeah, your business, your collecting
I
business.
will sell it, like if I had to sell everything to buy a house.
Dude, I'm in the same boat. I swear to you, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I would part ways with all the collectible stuff I have because, you know, that's kind of like the progressive steps for a lot of us. You know, you start reselling, you just want to pay your cell phone bill or be able to buy, you know, Chipotle or McDonald's, and you just it just goes to the next thing and to the next thing. And it's funny that we're kind of at the same point here when it comes to, you know, looking for houses and trying to get a space that, you know, works for us and pay off a house and be able to retire with a whole lot of money and, you know, not really, you know, bust our ass as much as we have, right? We put in the time now so we don't have to later on. That's kind of how I look at it. So I think we're going to wrap it up here. Final thoughts, Jameson, where can people find you? Your overall take on, you know, tips and tricks for a brand new reseller, and what are some of your goals to end this year when it comes to how much in sales you want to do at the end of the year? I guess we'll start there. Give me a number.
The end goal sales for this year is hopefully I can do a quarter million. Last year I did well over 100,000 just on eBay, but I want to do a quarter million alone, and that's with like eBay, Amazon, and furniture, which I think I can. If what people are telling me is true, Q4 is super crazy. Like, oh, I'll hit that no problem. And like, tips to people starting now, there's like so many YouTubers you can watch and go down like crazy rabbit holes of learning stuff, but like the best way is learn it yourself, like seriously brute force, like go out there, download the eBay app on your phone, like go to your whatever your store is, you go to yard sales and like just scan something, like type it in, like oh, like Furby brand new 1996, like you know whatever it is, like do your research. Don't just like, I hate the questions like hey man, like I got this, how much? It's like
Yeah.
man, do your research.
Hey, it's like that photo I sent you, that Killer Instinct pen. I had no idea what it was. I was just like, oh, Killer Instinct. It's a game. You might like it. All right. So, where can people find you at?
I think pretty much all social medias is Jameson 11 Inc. Like Instagram, YouTube. I think that's all I do.
Is selling, vi if I wanted to start selling video games today on Amazon, is there still plenty of room for a new person to start selling video
Yes.
games and make a whole lot of money?
Yes. To sell video games, in my opinion, you need a lot of capital because there's a massive comp there's a huge pool of people competing, but like that pool is dwindling with all the new filters that come through, new rules, new whatever, and like one of the really big sellers that we all talk to, he's like, if you can survive the storm, you're doing great. It's like if you can just stay afloat when everyone else sinks, like all the prices go back up, you know, then you can capitalize on the loss and the gains and you know, all that kind of stuff. But definitely, you can definitely do it.
All right, Jameson, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll probably check in on you in a year. We got to start making our rounds again, Johnny, going back to people we interview just to see how they're doing. And yeah, look forward to seeing what you do this year with the YouTube. You've been uploading more lately, so I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see the couch flips over on Instagram every single day. You and the wife are crushing that game. It's ridiculous, some of the flips you guys get. And yeah, we'll talk to you in a year, man. We appreciate you hanging out.
I'll be in my house in a year, I promise.
Hopefully, me too. Everybody have a good one. We'll talk to you in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.